Greenside, the IGA podcast.
Also, Mike McCoy, the 2013
U.S. Johnson, now a two-time major champion after becoming the winner of the 144th Open Championship.
All right, welcome to Greenside, the IGA podcast. Clint Brown here with you. Got Derek Ping with us today, one of our three PJ Boatwright interns. Derek's going to be kind of my intern in the communications and marketing world of things, but we'll get involved in a lot of things. Derek, how are you?
Good, Clint. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. Thanks for taking some time to join us. I guess before we get started, why don't you just kind of introduce yourself, tell us kind of where you grew up and what you're up to currently college-wise and all that good stuff.
Sure thing. I went to high school in Ames, Iowa. Ames High School, proud alumnus here.
There you go.
Currently, I attend the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and I am studying business there.
Nice, nice. And you will be you've just finished your freshman year, is that correct?
That's right. I'll be a sophomore next year.
You'll be a sophomore. So tell us, I guess, Chapel Hill, what's that like for people that haven't been out there?
Well, I think first thing is it's warmer. I say this every time, and but it's a really neat place. The campus is, you know, it's very old and it's very well known, and it has a great kind of history around it. So it's an awesome part to be part of that culture, and they really take pride in their academics and also in their athletics. So it's a great place to be.
Derek, I forgot to mention, you're also one of our Herman Sonny scholars, so it's always a good thing to have a scholar on the podcast as well. At what age did you kind of start getting into golf, or what maybe are some of your kind of first memories about the game of golf?
Yeah, I've been on the golf course for a long time. I used to live in Marshalltown before I lived in Ames, and back then I would – as I could, basically, I would be out on the golf course. So probably when I was 3-4 years old, I was already walking around the golf course, had a couple clubs, tiny little Nike red bag.
There you go.
A driver and one iron. And that's how I started out. But I kind of kept up with it, kept playing through the years, middle school, high school. Just loved it, loved every part of it. And now, you know, I can't be quite as competitive as I used to be, and that's all right because other things have kind of taken its place, but I still have a big passion for golf, so it's a great thing to be able to work with the Iowa Golf Association this summer.
Derek, like I said, you being a scholar, I'm sure you're aware of a lot of the things that we do, but I guess what made you kind of look into this internship, or what kind of sparked your interest, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, a large part of it was being a scholar, right? That's kind of how I really got familiar with the IGA and what you guys do, what we do. But I'd also love the tournament side of things, and I had friends who were always playing in the Herman Sonny and other tournaments, Iowa AM and match play, things like that. So it's always kind of been on my radar, knowing that the IGA is a huge part of golf in Iowa. And as a golfer myself, you know, I always had a gin account and a handicap. So
nice. Yeah. Awesome. It's been a few weeks now, but you had an opportunity to go out to New Jersey, with the other interns, Paige Hoffman and Gavin Mathias, our two other interns, and we're going to get them on the podcast as well. But tell us about that experience, what that kind of entailed, and maybe some of the things you took away from that experience.
Yeah, it was a great time. I mean, getting to meet my other interns, first of all, that was a wonderful opportunity to get closer to them. But just in general, meeting interns from around the nation, it's not really an opportunity that you would have otherwise. So it was valuable, and it was enjoyable to see how other AGAs run their things and the differences and similarities and how we're all related through the USGA. But I think above all, it was just a great opportunity to meet other people and to learn new things.
And I understand you guys got to have lunch with Mike Wan, the CEO of USGA. Were you part of that, or did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, so we had a little lunch outside, and Mike Wan just came over and sat down right next to us. So that was a good time.
What was that like? Do you, I mean, did, was he talkative? Did he ask a lot of questions, or what that entail?
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's a really cool person. He's super fun, super easy to get along with. And he just sat down, opened up his bag of Lays and right at it.
what man of the people, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. I've had a chance to hear him speak at a couple of different events, and he just fires you up. I always feel like you're ready to run through a wall after you hear him speak, or if you have a conversation with him.
That's so true. I mean, that is exactly how it feels.
So, what's maybe some things you're looking forward to this summer? Anything in particular that you're really got on your radar that you're excited about?
I think there's a lot of things really, but for my side, I obviously taking more photos, making more, doing a lot of that creative stuff that sure. I enjoy doing, having the, you know, the opportunity, the time to do that. I mean, I'm going to enjoy that tremendously, but also just general IGA things. So running more tournaments, learning about how to place pins and do course ratings, all of those many different things. I'm looking forward to learning about all of it.
Well, like I said, you'll kind of work with me mostly, but it's kind of a great experience because you do get a little bit of everything that we do here. I think that's important. Part of the internship is kind of making sure that, you know, each intern gets a taste of all the different kind of things we do here. So excited to show you the ropes. And like I said, in my we had a press release online. I'm kind of excited to learn some things from you as well. I think we can do some pretty exciting things this year. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited to work with I mean, that's part of what I loved about this internship is that you guys are such a small staff, full-time staff, and you kind of naturally get to know everyone and have to work with everyone and do everything. So that's what I was looking for, and I think it's going to be great.
Derek, you mentioned you got to meet a lot of the different associations when you're out there in New Jersey. Is there anything you kind of you took away from that? Was there something that maybe one association does that maybe is a little bit different than us, or maybe something that you're like, oh yeah, that's kind of how we do it. Anything like that you remember?
Yeah. So the main differences kind of revolve around the size of the
association. Size, sure. Yep.
Yeah. So as you'd expect, you know, California associations, NoCal, SoCal, they're just way bigger. So when you are an intern staff there, you play a much smaller role in their affairs, their operations, compared to the ones like the Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, all the Midwest ones, generally speaking. Like, there's way smaller staffs, and each staff member, each intern is just responsible for a lot more of the responsibilities, day-to-day tasks. So I think it's a different way of running things, obviously, but it's wonderful to have those experiences and be able to take care of everything like we do.
For sure. Derek, when you're not here at the office doing stuff or traveling to tournaments, what do you like to do outside of the internship, I guess?
Well, I enjoy sports a lot, so spend a lot of my time golfing, playing tennis, doing anything really. I also love photography, as you know. Mm-hmm. I enjoy reading, enjoy just learning new things, really challenging myself.
What's some of your favorite courses in Iowa to play, or maybe some of the courses that you've been to that you really enjoyed?
I have to say some of my favorites are Des Moines Golf and the Harvester. I like TCI as well, and maybe Whispering Creek, Elmwood. Those are a couple courses, but.
Yeah. Any course that you haven't been to that maybe we're going to this summer or that are kind of on your radar that you're looking forward to maybe trying to visit?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Talons for the first time. I haven't been out there since it opened up.
Yep, we'll be there for our match play here in a few weeks. That'll be a busy 3 or 4 days for us. It's always fun to get out there, and it's a good experience. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Derek, before I let you go, who's your favorite golfer? professional or amateur, and who's going to win the U.S. Open at Los Angeles Country Club?
Well, I mean, it's right now it's got to be Colin Morikawa for me. I just love his swing, love his personality, and I feel like he's a really easy guy to get behind. And as for the U.S. Open, I mean, we're just going to have to see. I don't want to place – I don't want to – you know, I can't reveal my betting strategy.
You're not going to handicap it for us is what you're telling us. Well, I do – Morikawa is from California, so maybe that's – I don't know. He might be maybe in the mix. I think Brooks is going to be tough to beat. I think it's just on a whole new level, and coming back from that injury, I think he's going to be tough to beat. But U.S. Open's always a challenge, and exciting to see that tournament play out here in a few weeks at a pretty iconic venue. Kind of exciting to go for that tournament to go out to Los Angeles Country Club.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
All right, Derek. Well, I suppose we better get back to work. I appreciate you coming on the podcast, and we'll look forward to maybe having you on later this summer.
Awesome, Clint. Thanks a lot.
You bet. All right, welcome back to Greenside, the IGA podcast. Clint Brown here with you. Got intern number 2 of 3, Gavin Mathias. Gavin's from Ankeny and back for his third season. We're happy to have Gavin back. Gavin, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Clint. How are you doing?
Good, good. Well, before we dig in too deep, why don't you give us a little intro, a little background on yourself?
So I started in the golf industry when I was 16. I worked at Otter Creek Golf Course here in Ankeny for about 4 years. And then I started at the University of Iowa and just graduated with a degree in sport and recreation management. And this is my third year with the IGA. And after this, hoping to get into the golf industry full time. So, yeah, it's been great working here. And I'm hoping this leads to bigger and better things when I'm done.
Now, I know you did this internship as kind of part of your major, I'm going to say. Did you do some other things with that major while you were still in school? And I'm just kind of curious maybe what some of those things were that you did.
Yeah. Well, one big thing we did is called the UI Sports Symposium. So every year they bring in speakers from different professional teams, different sports agencies, and they come in, give talks, you do some networking, you do sales training, finance training, you connect to them on LinkedIn. That's probably the biggest thing that we did at our school. And I didn't do this personally, but the university offers paid workshop kind of things that you do on trips. Like they do one with the Winter Olympics, and then they also do one with the summer meetings. But I didn't do this personally, but those are also offers.
Yeah, cool. I know a kind of a friend of a friend who had a son that just graduated. I think was in that similar program. I need to talk to you about this sometime, but he's got a job with the Arizona Diamondbacks now. So he's down there doing marketing and some different things with them down in Phoenix. So pretty cool program if you know, it's something you want to get into, isn't it?
Oh yeah. It's a great way to get started in the sports business.
Gavin, what do you remember from kind of your early days and your start in golf? I know your family's deeply rooted in golf, but just kind of curious for you how you got started and what you remember from those days.
I was never really into golf when I was when I was younger, but as I grew up, I realized there was more opportunities in golf than any other sports I played. And I watched my brother when I was 13 win our state championships, so that kind of started my fascination. And then I was looking for a job at 16, and my dad recommended that I start working at Otter Creek, and that's where I fell in love with it. Started playing high school golf, and yeah, just kind of worked there for 4 years and had a great experience. And then this internship opened up and I started playing more, so it's been great, and I'm hoping to keep going with it.
Gavin, that kind of leads me into my next question. Looking back the last couple years, what are some things that you've really taken from the internship or that have stood out for you? And maybe what are some things you're looking forward to either doing again or maybe taking kind of a new role or kind of lead on this year?
Yeah, when I was at Otter Creek, I never really understood like the tournament administration side of things. So it's been really cool getting to see all the prep that goes into it, getting people signed up, taking tee sheet requests, doing all sorts of other things. And it's just cool getting to meet all the members and seeing them at all the tournaments and learning Golf Genius stuff, handicapping, course rating, marketing, and tournament administration, and kind of just getting a little bit of everything. And probably the thing I'm looking forward to most is working the match play. It's probably my favorite event to work just because it's such a great venue. And match play is probably my favorite version of golf. So it's cool to watch matches and see who comes out on top at the end of it.
Yeah, that is always kind of an exciting event, isn't it? It's a long one, but it's a fun one once you kind of look back on it. It's a question I asked Derek earlier. You had the opportunity to go out to New Jersey and kind of mix and mingle with some of the other Golf Association's interns, and was just kind of curious what that experience was like for you and what you took away from that.
It was great getting to meet other people from different associations. A lot of them are some are smaller. I know South Dakota has probably like maybe two or three full-time staff members, and then other associations like I think it was Ohio has three different associations. So it's really interesting getting to see how different associations run things and getting to meet people and share stories with each other on tournaments and stuff. And it was really cool getting to see the whole USGA campus. And my favorite part personally was the rules seminar. It was cool to see how the USGA works together with the RNA and different representatives from PGA or Allied Golf Association. So it was really cool and a really fun experience that I would recommend to anybody else who has that opportunity afforded to them.
And I understand you had lunch with Mike Wan one day. What do you remember from that?
Yeah, I introduced myself to him. He's a very nice person, very upfront. He stressed to us that it's important to create relationships and make sure that you stay in contact with people because you never really know when you're gonna see them again or run into them or when an opportunity is gonna present itself. So I guess just keep in contact with people and keep an open mind, honestly, is the biggest thing I took from him.
Gavin, when you're not working with us and at a tournament or traveling, what do you like to do kind of outside the hours of work?
Personally, I enjoy spending time with my friends, family, my girlfriend. I like playing golf with some of my buddies. I'm a huge Iowa fan, so if there's anything Iowa related on, I'll watch that. And I'm a big movie guy, so if any movies come out, I'm probably at the movie theater or watching something on Netflix.
There you go. I like that. Going back to kind of golf a little bit, what's some of your courses, favorite courses to play, or maybe one that you need to check off your bucket list that you'd like to get to soon?
So as far as courses, probably my favorite I played is Kapalua out in Maui, Hawaii. That's pretty cool to play just because it's a PGA Tour course, and I mean you don't really have a lot of opportunities to play it. And then probably my favorite one in Iowa is Talons, out in Ankeny, as well as Echo Valley, out in Norwalk, which I'm a little biased because my dad's the GM out there, but I just think it's a great course, and Talons is cool just because of how exclusive it is and how pure those greens run year round.
Okay, so that's been a Derek mentioned Talons as well as one of his favorite courses. So it kind of goes back to we've had our match play there the last few years, kind of goes back to kind of ties that all in, doesn't
Yep.
Gavin, another question I asked Derek, before I let you go here, who's your favorite golfer or golfers? And then I need a pick for the US Open out at Los Angeles Country Club.
So my top three favorite golfers are probably Bubba Watson, Louis Oosthuizen, and Henrik Stenson, just because of how different their swings are. I love Louis Oosthuizen's tempo, Bubba because he's a lefty like me, and then Henrik just because his swing is he's like a robot. And probably my pick for the U.S. Open would be probably Rory McIlroy.
Okay, Rory. I like it. I like it. All right, Gavin. Well, we probably better get back at it here in the office. Appreciate you coming on the podcast with me, and we'll look forward to maybe hearing from you later in the summer.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Appreciate it. All right, welcome back to Greenside, the IGA podcast. Have our third of three interns with the IGA with me today, Paige Hoffman. Paige, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Clint?
I'm doing well. Hey, before we dive in too deep, why don't you just give us a little background on yourself?
Yeah, so I'm from West Des Moines. Grew up playing junior golf in Iowa, played a lot of Iowa PGA events and the IGA juniors growing up. Really fell in love with golf, played golf at Valley High School, decided I wanted to play in college, and now I play at Northwest Missouri State, where I'm studying data science with the business focus, and I'm thrilled to be here doing this internship.
Well, we are glad to have you. Looking forward to a fun summer. 2019 Iowa Women's Amateur Champion, Paige Hoffman, I should have said. Paige, what do you remember from that tournament here a few years ago now?
Well, that was the first women's AM I had ever played in. Prior, I'd played a few IGA junior events and was fortunate to make some four state teams. So I kind of knew the staff and was comfortable with that. But it was a whirlwind of a 3 days. I remember each day, I think I was either towards the top of the leaderboard or leading it. So like I think it was you would like interview me for a Twitter video, and every day I'd get in the car with my mom and I'd be laughing and I'd be like, can you believe I'm in this position? Like, this isn't gonna last, but isn't this like kind of fun? And got down to the third day and I held myself together and really had a good last day. I was the only one in my group without a caddy, so I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea like everyone just had a caddy at this event. But it was a really fun 3 days. I look back on it a lot, and it was just a great experience. I remember Caitlin gave me the trophy after I won, and I'd never been to one of these before, and she was like, so do you have any words you'd like to say? And I was like, I didn't know people spoke at these things. I was really scared, but
oh,
yeah.
Oh no, you did great. I remember that, and I remember you had to look it up. I knew you won by a few, but you actually won by four over a really good field, as always, at the Iowa Women's AM. Do you remember like after that, was it like, hey, let's just keep this going? You know, hey, I mean, was it, I mean, you knew you were a good player, but did that kind of help just kind of where you were in your career kind of going forward, kind of taking that next step?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helped me from like a college search perspective. A lot of coaches took note in that tournament, and that got me a lot of notice there. But definitely it was a big confidence boost. I've always struggled with my confidence when it comes to golf, and knowing I could do something like that, and I was fortunate to win the high school state title that year too. And just so with those two events, I mean, yeah, that was a big boost for my confidence, and knowing that I could compete with people playing at the collegiate level. It really changed my outlook on golf and kind of made me more of a competitor, I would say.
Paige, you mentioned that you've played golf, you know, since you can remember. What do you remember kind of from your start in golf, I guess?
Well, my start in golf was kind of untraditional because I learned to play golf inside. When I was 5 years old, my dad was working on his swing and he would take me with him to the golf dome that was out in Johnston.
Yeah.
And he'd ask if I wanted to come with him. And every time I went, I got M&Ms. So that's how I started playing the game. He wouldn't let me get out to an actual course until I like knew what I was doing. That was a few years, but then I started just like playing with my family, and my dad always told me you can play as many holes as you can walk. So we never took golf carts. If I could walk two holes, we played two holes. And then when I was about 10 was when he started putting me in junior golf tournaments. And then it was pretty much just me and my mom driving around the state in the summers, and I made some really good friends, and that kind of kept me going with the game.
Paige, what's been the biggest difference or biggest, I mean, maybe eye-opening experience for you going from, you know, junior golf and some IGA stuff in the summer when you were still in high school to college golf?
I think just the level of competition overall. I mean, every tournament is a deep field. I'm at Northwest Missouri State now. I did my freshman year at the University of South Dakota, and playing at the D1 level, especially just the seriousness people take towards the game, That was a big difference. And yeah, just every tournament is deep. It's not like, you know, some of the Iowa PGA tournaments you play growing up, there's like 10 girls there and it's pretty small field. It's like, you have to play well, to place, and definitely have to play well to win tournaments in college.
Well, Paige, you've just started your internship, obviously. And, you know, all the staff, full-time staff was once intern. So we kind of know, you know, what it's like. What's maybe a few things you're looking forward to with this internship as the summer progresses?
The biggest thing I'm looking forward to is just getting an idea of what everything you guys do behind the scenes. Obviously, I've taken part in the tournament portion of it, so I kind of understand, you know, day of operations, but learning how you plan for a tournament, how you communicate with the course, and how you decide how you want to run the tournament is one thing. And then being the course rating and handicapping intern, I'm excited just to learn more about that process and what actually goes into a course rating and all the data behind that. It's kind of interesting with my like data science degree, seeing all the numbers that go into that. So I'm looking forward to actually getting out on a rating this summer.
Paige, similar question that I asked Derek and Gavin. Tell us about your New Jersey trip out to the USGA and kind of what you took away from that.
That was an excellent way to start the internship. I had no idea everything the USGA does. Obviously, I knew they run golf tournaments, but all the testing they do out there and the green section and all the technology they use was really interesting. It was really nice to get to meet other interns who are in the same boat as you are and have the same excitement level, but they're like all over the country. And I think that's the biggest thing I took away from it, is just the community of people in the golf world is just special. I've been taught that lesson time and time again, but New Jersey definitely showed me that. I was telling the guys, I'm like, this is what you think college is gonna be like. Like, everyone's super excited to meet you and everyone's super kind and everyone like wants to hang out and stuff, and everyone like wants to get to know you. And sometimes in college, you know, it's just kids with their hoodies on, but this was like my dream situation with that kind of thing. So I just, the community is really special.
Well, and another kind of common question I've asked the other two interns, I understand Mike Wan sat down and had lunch with you. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I freaked out when he sat next to Derek and I. I was like, oh my gosh, think of a single question. Like, if you play golf with me, you know, I like to chat. And sure, I think a lot of the girls who play with me think I have way too many questions. But then when he sat down, I was like, my brain just like blanked. I was like, this guy's going to be running the US Open in a few weeks. Think of a singular question to ask him. And we did, and we chatted, and he was just so casual and just, he really wanted to get to know us, and he was just really laid back. It was like an etiquette lunch, so we were all learning, but he was kind of like making jokes with us about the etiquette lunch, and I was like, that's really funny. But it was just a great experience and something I'll remember forever.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's fun to get to meet, you know, the interns from all over the country. I remember when I went out there, and there's a handful that I still hear from once in a while, but it's just kind of neat to, you know, because I wasn't one at that age where I had really traveled a ton around the country. So it was kind of cool just to get those experiences and get to talk to those people from around the country.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. And I've never been out to New Jersey, so that was a new part of the country for me. And yeah, it's just cool to hear everything the different golf associations do.
Paige, when you're not at the golf course or now, you know, doing your internship, what do you like to do kind of with your free time?
I really enjoy going for walks. That's one of my favorite things to do. And playing cards. I love to play cards and board games with my family. So okay, when we're not all out golfing together, I'm usually starting a game at home.
There you go. That sounds all right. One question I did want to ask you, and this kind of goes really for any age, what kind of advice would you give, you know, a fellow female golfer that's maybe like, I want to play more, but I'm not sure about it. I don't, you know, what advice would you give them?
For someone who's thinking about playing more, I would say throw yourself into it and don't worry about the scores. Golf can just be a really fun game, regardless of your skill level. The thing that really kept me going in the game, although I was fortunate to have success, were the friendships I made. I've made my best friends on the golf course. I'm actually going to be in one of their weddings this summer. It was someone I met playing junior golf. We didn't go to school together. We just had a really good bond on the golf course that's persisted for years. So anyone who's thinking about getting into the game, I would say just throw yourself in. I've met the best people playing golf, and to anyone who is playing the game and wants advice, I would say just keep golf fun. I've played my best golf when I'm just relaxed and having fun, and don't let it be a job. Don't let it be a chore. Let it be something you enjoy doing.
Yep, I would totally agree with that. And I also want to reiterate, I tell golfers, you know, if they're just kind of starting out or just kind of new to the game, I say, go see one of your PGA professionals, get a couple of lessons, you know, get that good foundation before you go out and, you know, and just have at it. But yeah, you got to keep it fun.
Yeah, no, and lessons are a great place to start. Thanks for bringing that up, because that's where I started when I was younger. I started working with Lori out at the Dome, and mm-hmm. that gave me the base. And then obviously, if you have that base, your chances for success are higher and you will enjoy it more. It all kind of just goes together. And there's some really great PGA professionals in the state who are super kind hearted and just love to work with junior golfers, especially. So it's Iowa's a great place for that.
For sure. Paige, kind of a two-part question, and then we'll let you go. Who's your favorite golfer? And then who's your pick to win the U.S. Open?
Oh, that's a tough one. Favorite golfer? Right now, I really like Tony Finau. Okay. But when I was little, I would go around saying I wanted to be like the Pink Panther. So I got to give Paula Creamer a shout out for that one.
Okay.
She was my inspiration growing up. He's going to win the U.S. Open. You know, I'll go Colin Morikawa. Why nice. Not?
California guy. Yep.
Staying in the state.
I like it. I like it. Well, Paige, we better probably get back to work here in the office. I appreciate you coming on the podcast, and we look forward to a fun summer, and maybe we'll get you back on here as the season progresses.
Yeah. Thanks, Clint. It was a great time.
All right. Thanks.